Jessica Beckham is outfitted in blue jeans and a button-up red plaid shirt. She doesn't look like a bee mutilator, but she used to come to this community garden to cut the toes off bumblebees.
So the bees go in the cooler. When they're asleep, I literally used a little pair of mustache scissors to cut a toe off of their middle leg. Yeah, their left middle leg.
Okay, Beckham says the thing at the end of a bee leg isn't actually called a toe. It's the terminal tarsal segment. In any case, that's how she gets bee DNA.
The good news is that we don't have to kill the bees in order to get those samples. We just warm them back up and they fly away. And all the research shows that a bee that is missing a toe has the same lifespan and the same foraging capabilities as bees that have all six of their toes.
So, very reassuring.
Yes, exactly.
Today, we're foraging for bees at Shiloh Field in Denton. Spanning more than 14 acres, it's touted as the largest community garden in the country. The plots of corn, carrots, and green beans help feed people here, and it turns out bees.
Okay, let's hop over here and go through the rows of blackberry bushes.
Swarming above the white petals on the blackberry bushes are honeybees.
And you can see they're relatively small. A bumblebee is maybe twice the size and a lot fatter.
Both honeybees and their larger, hairier cousins have had a very tough decade. In late 2006, American beekeepers began reporting large-scale colony losses. Bee populations in the wild are harder to track. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has designated the American bumblebee as a species of greatest conservation need.
One of the major reasons why bumblebees are declining is because of habitat loss due to human activity.
Although honeybees have been in the headlines because they're raised and carted around from farm to farm, wild bumblebees are actually more efficient pollinators.
Bumblebees pollinate things like tomatoes and chili peppers, cranberries, blueberries, and honeybees don't pollinate those.
Beckham explains it's not that honeybees don't like chili pepper nectar. It's that they aren't big enough to shake loose the pollen from the flower. That pollen gathers on the flower's anthers, the little stems in the center.
And so usually those anthers are just open and the pollen's very easily collected, but with these things like chili peppers and tomatoes, they have to be shaken. So honeybees can't grab onto those. They're just not big enough, we think, or either that or they're lazy sometimes. Bumblebees, on the other hand, they're these big-bodied bees. They grab onto those anthers and buzz their wing muscles, and it, in effect, releases the pollen.
As they flap their wings, the bumblebees vibrate the air at a frequency that's familiar to pianists, a middle C. Beckham has hunted down that sound at parks and gardens in North Texas. She's documented which bumblebee species are here and established a baseline to measure population growth and decline. Her research showed community gardens can serve as small island habitats for bees, a refuge in cities unfriendly to insects. She's now using the data to target areas across Texas for bumblebee conservation.
One of the ideas I've had based on the roadside surveys that I did across the region is that, hey, maybe we can just start to change some of our roadside management practices, because I found lots of bumblebees when roadsides weren't mowed. And so maybe we can change our mowing practices, maybe do some extra planting on these roadsides and use these underutilized spaces.
What else can you do to make space for bumblebees? It's as simple as planting flowers. Two bumblebee favorites, Beckham says, are sunflowers and milkweed. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.